This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, hour number two of USA Prepares. Last right now, we're surveying the damage to our farm from the storm that we talked about yesterday, and I wanted to thank Rich Sheban for taking over so I was able to protect our farm from the approaching storm. So I don't know the extent of the damage yet. But I'm expecting that trees have taken down the fence, the barbed wire fence, the high tensile fence. I don't know the extent of it yet, but we're going to be working on that for probably the rest of this week and maybe into next week. But I wanted to share with you one thing that we did that I don't ever remember seeing anybody or reading about anybody doing. So we have a small hay barn, and it probably holds maybe 70 to 100 bales of hay, something like that, maybe, and round bales. And so what we do is we take a front-end loader and on a tractor, grab these bales after they've set out for a couple weeks in the sun to further dry off so there's no spontaneous combustion, and we put them in this barn. And the barn does not have a door. So the barn is longer than it is wide. It's an old barn. It was probably built, I'm thinking, in the 1940s. And it's a steel barn. And the floor is dirt. But one end of it is almost completely open. There's maybe some 2 foot sides, 2 feet on one side, 2 feet on the other. But, you know, most of the opening on one whole end is wide open to the elements. It makes it really nice to just go in there with a front end loader on a tractor. You can drive a big tractor in there and pick up the hay and back it out. But because the storm was coming and because they were forecasting golf ball size hail, that would absolutely destroy a vehicle. You know, so we scrambled to put all our trucks and equipment and tractors inside the barn. And then what we did was we took bales of hay, these round bales of hay, 1,000 pounds each, and we barricaded the opening to the barn. Now, you might be wondering, why would I do that? Here's why. You've all seen these pictures, these images of wind damage, storm damage, and the canopies over the gas station pumps get ripped off, and steel buildings get ripped apart, and roofs fly off other buildings. What happens is the wind comes in through the opening. In our case, that the whole side of the barn is open. And the wind is so strong, once it gets in there, it can lift up the entire building and flip it over. So to prevent that from happening, we barricaded the front with bales of hay so the wind couldn't get in there. Now, some wind could get in there, of course, but we reduced the square footage of the opening probably by 80 or 90%. And it worked. So I wanted to share that. I'm going to add that to the 5-Minute University. I've never seen anybody else write that down, talk about it, recommend it. I'm just saying that's what we did. And it protected the building. So my theory is, and I could be wrong about this, so you know, don't believe anything I say, but if you have a barn that has a sliding door, you might consider your options. Do you leave the barn door open when a storm's coming to let air in there? Or do you close it to prevent air from going in there? In my world, first thing I do is close those doors. So I want the wind to go over and around the building rather than through it and lift it up and carry the building away. Those are my thoughts. Gwyneth, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, what you should do is you should make sure that some air can get in. So you open a window or a door on the leeward side out of the wind of the building, because the other thing that can destroy a building is if there's a huge difference in air pressure from the inside of the building and the outside of the building. So if there's a sudden drop in the air pressure, even if there's comparatively little wind, if the air pressure suddenly drops, like all that, you know, they lift the lid on the air system. What can happen is that the air that's inside the building suddenly becomes of such a high pressure that it can blow the building apart. So you should you shouldn't seal that face up 100%. You did the right thing in only sealing it 80 or 90%. But where you've got the open window or the open door, you should make sure that it is out of the wind. So it's on the leeward side, not the windward side of the building, not the side of the building that is not the side of the building that is facing the wind. The other side of the building. Open a window or open a door, and that will make sure that the air pressure inside and outside of the building can equalize. And you should wedge that door open, because the air pressure can blow it shut, you know, and you might smash your door, or you might, you know, if it's a window on a swing hinge, you might smash your window, because it will, you know, the difference in the air pressure will, if it's a swinging window, then it might bang and bang and bang until the glass breaks. So you should, that's what you should do. But otherwise, I would completely agree with it. And, you know, they've actually had footage, live camera footage. Now everybody's got cell phones, obviously, so we capture this sort of thing. But that's what happened recently in the last year or two here in Australia in a building called the Northampton Hotel, which is in Northampton, West Australia. And I knew that, you know, I wasn't somebody who often went to hotels, you know, pubs, that is. But I would pass by this building on a regular basis, because Northampton's a town that I used to go through quite a lot. I had family in-laws who lived there, and, you know, I got on well with them, and I'd go to visit them, and I'd, you know, it was on the road to a lot of other places, so, you know, we'd drive past it a lot. I don't think I ever went in there, but it was that the roof was utterly destroyed in a tropical cyclone, in a hurricane, because what happened was there was a difference in air pressure in the roof cavity. So it wasn't even in the main hotel. It was a difference in air pressure in the roof cavity of this hotel. This hotel was over 100 years old, and it was a stone building, but with a sheet metal roof. And they, you know, they did the thing of, like, closing the, you know, closing the windows on the windward side and the doors on the windward side and opening them on the leeward side, and they did that in the pub, but they forgot to take the manhole cover off to the roof cavity. So the roof cavity was still, you know, very high pressure. And the hurricane came through, and, you know, the hotel was, now they said, oh, yeah, we'll all be fine. And what happened was the roof still blew off because somebody forgot to take the manhole cover off to the roof cavity. And the roof blew itself to pieces because the air pressure, you know, had to get out somewhere. So it just blew itself apart. Have you ever heard of anything like that happening, Vincent?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, those who came to the Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri, which is about 20-something miles, less than 30 miles from the Forum, we had three Get Prepared Expos there. And there was a storm that came through during, came up very, very quickly. And the winds were really high. And they had these skylights that were on hinges that could be opened in the roof of this great big convention center. I'm talking, you know, 40-something thousand feet, maybe 50,000 square feet of floor space in this one particular room. And the storm came through, and literally you could hear the banging of these massive skylights as they lifted up from the overpressure inside the convention room and compared to the underpressure of the outside air. And then what happened was the water that came down so quickly, the rain came down so quickly, it blew the manhole covers out of the storm drains, literally these, you know, couple hundred pound manhole covers, which is flipped right out of the ground, a spout of water just lifted them up and blew them out. So this was happening right during the convention. It was a pretty unnerving situation. So that overpressure that you're talking about, I've seen it manifest that way, meaning the pressure was so great inside the convention center room that it pushed open the skylights, which would stay in place because of the weight of the skylights. These are large skylights, and just the air pressure inside the room pushed them open. Now our ears didn't pop, you know, we didn't feel it, but it certainly was there. So yes, I have.
Yep. And I don't know if it's even been repaired. You know,
here's another thing. People don't, the
power that is an air pressure. People absolutely don't realize that. And unless they do, then there's just...
Here's an example.
You've got to be prepared for it, especially when you're facing something like a tornado thing. Something as simple as going into your house and popping open the manhole cover in your roof cavity or opening the attic door could actually save your house.
Okay. We'll be right back, and I'll tell you about some friends we have.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. And she lives off-grid in a mud brick farm, or farmhouse, on a farm. And she raises her own food. And if you'd like to contact her, let me give you her email address. It's Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, at usaprepares.com. USAPrepares.com. Gwyneth at usaprepares.com. And if you'd like to contact me, instructor at usaprepares.com. Gwyneth, we have some friends who have a building supply company. They've been to the Get Prepared Expo. I really like these guys and gals. And I've known them for about 12 years. Actually, maybe even longer than that. And they build shelters. They build cabins, they build small houses, they sell. It's like a lumber yard with all the supplies that you would like: doors, windows, siding, roofing, dimensional lumber, etc. They have it all. And they used to build three-sided animal shelters. So, for example, 10 feet deep, 20 feet long, just as an example. So that would be the left side, the right side, and the back. The front would be wide open. And the idea was, if you have horses or sheep or animals that you would like to get out of the snow, the wind, the rain, the high winds, the cold winds, the heat, these three-sided shelters were just great. But they stopped making them. They stopped building them because the wind would lift them right out of the ground. So these are like pole barns. And there are these 5-inch by 5-inch or 6-inch by 6-inch posts that are sunk into the ground. Typically, they're only 3 feet, but they've gone to 4 feet and 5 feet. And the wind will lift the whole building right out of the ground because of the three sides. So that is how strong the wind is. So I just want to let you know that that's happening. And this company who built lots of them had to stop building them because they'd blow away. That's one thing. Next thing is, and we have some friends at a company, and they also came to our Get Prepared Expo for many, many years, and they are in the storm shelter business. And I went to their site, their warehouse, and I, before they became exhibitors and instructors on the air with us, I wanted to see exactly what they were, and I wanted to make sure I agreed with the design, because people would spend thousands of dollars for these shelters. And what they would do to test them, they went to the university, and they fired 2x4s, like 2x4, 8 feet long, out of a cannon at the storm shelter to make sure that it could handle the pummeling by the debris that is involved in a tornado. And so I saw the test results. I saw the live video, or the video of the live tests. And these, you know, projectiles, which are 2x4s, being fired out of a cannon to make sure that the storm shelter could sustain that kind of a pummeling. It's like war, except it's your neighbor's house being thrown at you in pieces. So that's something to consider. And then there's one lesson in the five-minute university that I wanted to share with you as part of this class. And that is, if you decide to build a storm shelter, let's say you have a basement, and let's say you say, let's reinforce a corner of the basement so that if we have a tornado or some really serious weather, we can go down there and we'll have extra walls and we'll have OSB, two layers of OSB protecting us from flying debris while we go down and shelter in this corner of the basement. Well, which way does the door open into your shelter? Should you have it open inward or outward? And the answer in my world, and this is a lesson, a one-minute lesson in 5-Minute University, the book that's unavailable, unfinished, unpublished so far, and that is inward. And the reason is, if there is flying debris, it will pile up against structures like the door. And if your door opens outward, you may not be able to open the door outward to get out of your shelter. So in my world, my doors would open inward. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Brandon Johnson has defeated Paul Vallis to become the next mayor of Chicago. Johnson, a Cook County commissioner and Chicago teachers union organizer, won in a very close election over Vallis, a former Chicago Public Schools CEO. Johnson at his victory speech.
Chicago, tonight is just the beginning. With our voices and our votes, we have ushered in a new chapter in the history of our city.
Taiwan's President Tsai is in California and will meet with lawmakers today. Florida Representative Carlos Jimenez on Fox News this morning will be in that meeting.
Taiwan is a democratic country. They share, you know, our ideals, and we need to make sure that she knows that we stand with Taiwan. There is a good bipartisan support for Taiwan in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'd like to bring up something that is a problem for me. And it might be a problem for all of you, too. Especially if you're in class with us at USA Prepares. Because of the way you think, your mindset. Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook marketplace, as I said, in my world, is the lowest common denominator of humanity. Claim jumpers. But also, there are people who are in this lowest common denominator of Zuckerberg's world that make promises they don't keep. They make agreements that they don't keep. They have an agreement, and then someone offers them more, and they're willing to break the agreement for their own personal greed. There are other people who make promises and don't keep them for different reasons. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So, we have had a neighbor, who wanted to sell a vehicle. And they asked us to go over this vehicle and make sure it was in really good shape so that the buyer wouldn't be stuck with a lemon. So the vehicle was here. We worked on it. We went through it, and we got it in good shape. And our son was helping the neighbor, a senior citizen, actually a couple of senior citizens, husband and wife, by placing an ad in the internet, a free ad, to sell the vehicle. And our son said in the ad, you can contact him for the particulars, the mechanical particulars. It was not his vehicle, but he was helping the owner sell it. And then once the particulars were determined about the mechanical condition, the body, the interior, you know, those kinds of things, transmission, engine, drivetrain, suspension, the rest of the transaction would be held with the owners of the vehicle. Our son was just there to answer the mechanical questions that the owner didn't have the knowledge to answer the questions of or about. So what happened was there was a couple that wanted to buy this particular vehicle. Our son answered the questions, and the buyer got the date and time set to come pick up the vehicle, at least look at it, with the sellers, and showed up on time, exactly as agreed upon. Everything was perfect. And the story that the buyer told the seller was, this was not their first choice. They had another first choice in a vehicle prior to this one being listed. And that was, they went to pick it up in St. Louis, a 3-hour drive, and the seller agreed to hold it. And there was a delay in picking it up. I guess it was weather-related, something like that. And it was constant communication. We're going to be there, and they picked the day, and the buyer drove the 3 hours each way. And just as the buyer showed up to pick up the vehicle and buy it, someone was driving away with it. The seller sold it out from under the buyer, even though they had an oral agreement, and it was confirmed and confirmed and reconfirmed and reconfirmed, and sold it out from under the buyer. And so we learned this story because the buyer or the seller of the vehicle that we worked on called to thank our son for volunteering to help without compensation to sell us their vehicle. And that's when we learned the story. So it's not just us that end up in these situations where Zuckerberg's lowest common denominator is coming to the surface. People don't seem to have honor as much as they used to. They don't have integrity as much as they used to. And one more example of that, and they're not as polite. Last evening I was on the phone getting the telephone repair ticket started, and I was on the phone with this lady from the Philippines. So Brightspeed, the USA company, contracts with technical support and customer service people in the Philippine Islands. And after I was on the phone for about, maybe 45 minutes to an hour with this lady, she said, you know, I just want to thank you. You haven't lost your temper. You didn't yell at me. You were so polite. You were understanding. You explained it very well. And I said, let me see if I understand. You mean there are some Americans who lose their temper and yell at you? And she said, yeah. And that's the way it is. That's the way Americans have become. We used to be polite. We used to be civil. We used to be empathetic. Not so much, Joe. And I blame a lot of it on Joe and Big Tech. I really do. People can't spell. If you could see the atrocious spelling of that weather report that I read this morning, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe that that person had a degree, an advanced degree, a college degree, with the atrocious spelling. And why is that? Well, because whoever typed it was probably in a hurry. That's my interpretation. And then big tech, like Microsoft, and other companies like Microsoft, can fix your spelling for you. But they can't always get it right. They can't. And that is one of my biggest concerns, that we will be annihilating humanity because some jerk didn't pay attention, or some AI program, or some prankster said, here's the footage of the war, look what's happening, the missile strike, here's the atomic detonation, here's what happened. All made up, all computer generated, and then the other side says, look what they just did, that happened in our country, let's go get them, and they hit their red button, and mutually assured destruction because of the grip that our government has let big tech have on our throats. Joe Biden has been at the helm. He has been at the highest levels of government for about 50 years. Joe, it's your fault. It's your fault. It's an absolute outrage. He doesn't want to go see the coronation. He's going to send his wife. But yet he's going to go vacation to Ireland. I don't get it. I don't get it. I thought Great Britain was our friend and ally. I don't get it. So we have greed at the highest level. We have greed everywhere. We have stupidity at the highest level. We have stupidity everywhere. And what we are facing right now is the sum of all individual greed and all individual stupidity. That's where we are. And that's what's happening in Australia with the housing market, the collapse. There's no recovery from this. It takes decades to recover from this. Because who is the first one to say, you know what, I know prices are rising, but I'm not going to raise mine? Who is the first one to say that? Nobody. And so the whole thing collapses. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, they have to raise their prices or they go broke. And it becomes a spiral of inflation. This is it. It's really quite jaw-dropping, and you're absolutely right. There's no coming back from this. And our big box Chinese factory outlet for the building industry of choice here in Australia is a company called Bunnings Warehouse. And they barely made it through the pandemic. The pandemic was absolutely brutal on them, and they were just about at the point of mothballing all of their stores, all of them. And then the government said, okay, everything's open again. And that was the biggest hardware retailer in the country. And what do you think that this building collapse is going to do to Bunnings? They're only just recovering from the pandemic. You know, if Bunnings goes under, you're looking at, I'm not saying that it's going to, I haven't heard any media reports to that effect, but like I said, they were right at the point, they were just beginning to mothball their warehouse, big box stores, which are absolutely enormous, and it was all over, you know, everything opened up again. I think that this is, I think that you're absolutely right in your analysis, Vincent, and that this is the beginning of the end for the Australian building industry, which is something like a third of our economy. And nobody is stopping to think that maybe the other two-thirds of our economy is actually feeding off of that one-third of our economy, because nobody makes anything here in Australia anymore other than houses. That's the only thing we make, you know. What's going to happen to, I mean, we've got 50 people now turning up to view one rental property. What's going to happen when there's no more building companies building new houses? What's going to happen then? You know, and the government and their infinite wisdom is still importing hundreds of thousands of people a year from every corner of the globe. You know, and if you don't have a passport, well, you get put to the front of the queue, don't you? You know, if you got skills and if, you know, you got so many hoops to jump through and all the rest of it, you're going to have thousands of dollars, blah, 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 blah. But if you get on a boat, well, you might be turned back, but if you make it here, then you'll probably be okay. And that's just how it is. Yeah, it's the same thing is happening in Australia that is happening in America. You know, and we've got to our north Indonesia, which is only the southernmost island of Indonesia is only a few hundred meters over the sea from the northernmost island of Australia. That's just how it is. And if they can make it to that island in Indonesia, the southernmost island in Indonesia, and then somehow get on a boat, a rickety old fishing boat or whatever, dugout canoe, and somehow make it across that couple of hundred meters, 200 or 300 meters of ocean to that northernmost island of Australia, then the Australian government under international, in air quotes, international law, has to accept them as a refugee. You know, and we can't house the people that we've got. The building company's collapsing. You know, the climate is so unstable, we don't know if we can grow crops and all the rest of it.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm going to give you a little hint of how bad it is. These are not my words. This is published in the public domain. These are stores that are in the United States are going to be closing this year. So let's start with the list. Foot Locker. They're closing 545 stores. But they say that's this year. But they may close as many as 420. They said that they're going to close as many as 420. But the plan is really to close 545 stores. Bed Bath & Beyond, 416 stores. Tuesday morning, 265 stores are going to be closing. Bath & Body Works, 50 stores. Gap and Banana Republic, they're going to close 46 stores. Party City, 22 stores. Best Buy, 20 stores. Walmart, 17 stores. And that's across 11 states and D.C. Amazon, they're going to close at least 8 stores. Big Lots, 7 stores. The Real, they're going to close 6 stores. Macy's, 4 stores. Well, Macy's will close 4 stores during the first quarter in shopping malls. That's this year, first quarter. California, Colorado, Hawaii, and Maryland. As part of its 3-year plan to close 125 locations. Target, 4 stores. But, JCPenney, 2 stores. Just a few of the companies that are closing stores in the United States. Does that sound like we're on our way to recovery? Does that sound like that? Does that sound like the good times are just around the corner? When you see the signs on these stores that are going out of business, in closing, like Bed Bath & Beyond, the signs say Everything on sale, store closing, all sales final, no returns. Everything must go. And then you have to think, as I thought years ago, I thought, what is with all this building boom? The thing that you need for all of this building boom is customers. The customers need to have the funds, the currency, to buy the things that are being sold by these gigantic corporations in the retail market. Is this financially sound? And I used to think, and you might even object to the word that I asked myself, maybe I'm retarded. Maybe Vinny is retarded. Maybe he doesn't understand the picture, the big picture. Maybe these movers and shakers of business really have their hand on the controls, and they really know what's going on. And maybe Vinny is retarded. He doesn't get it. Didn't turn out to be that way. It turned out to be the opposite. Vinny did get it. And the training that Vinny got in classical finance and economics, that is starting to take hold again as the marketplace falls apart. I talked to someone just around Christmas time who happens to be involved with Wall Street. And I said to him, so do you think this is a house of cards? And he said, well, this isn't something we should talk about, you know, Christmas time or Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
And here it is. So when do you talk about it? What is a good day?
Oh, man.
So how do I talk to a person who says that? This is not a good time to talk about it.
I think that is head.
So here we
fan.
Are. Well, I was thinking
head
ostrich. Yeah.
Posterior
yeah.
In air.
Yeah.
Ostrich.
Yeah. So, class, do you think these are ominous signs that things are really in bad shape? I think that's the case. The number one housing builder in Australia, in Victoria, just stopped. 1,700 homes just stopped. I've said to our son many, many times, wow, Bam, I can't believe it. You know, if we had to build a house today, we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. We wouldn't be able to find the people to help us that know how to do the things that you would need, like framing and concrete and roofing. How would you find those people? How would you make sure that the windows showed up on time? You know, when you build a house, there's schedules that you have to meet, and there's an order of operations. Like you put in the basement before you put on the roof. How do you do that with the supply chain busted? Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.